Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this recording of the Eid khutbah, and the topic is, our Eid is as one family of a nation. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, as His glories and His manifestation of allowing for acts of heroic deeds have come in our land. Allahu Akbar, as the family of this nation has stood united in the face of challenges. Allahu Akbar, and to Him all praise is due and glory. And so we praise Him in the morning and the evening. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that we worship none but Him. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your prayers and peace upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways and guidance. Amma ba'd, to continue. I counsel you, O servants of Allah, to have God consciousness or taqwa of Allah, and to reflect upon the words of your Creator who said, وَيُنَجِّي اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And Allah will deliver those who have taqwa of Him to their place of salvation. No harm will touch them and nor will they grieve. O you who rejoice in Eid, we congratulate you on this blessed occasion, and we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return it upon us and upon the leadership of our nation and the homeland and our societies and our families in all manners of goodness, whilst enjoying the blessings of security, stability, prosperity, and that we be able to flourish and rejoice Eid, this Eid and many Eids to come, with our families and our children in the year of the family. But this is a year which we bring to mind as a way of remembering the true meaning and blessing of family. For the nature of a family is that it be built upon bonds of firmness and cohesion and mutual love and affection. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And we have taken from them, or from you, a solemn covenant. And so, brothers and sisters, the nature of this covenant is that the family remains almost as a fortified shield. And its very cohesion, which is the basis of its foundation, enables its structure through ties of kinship to be a structure that supports the very homeland in which the families inhabit. And the very nature of harmonious union between families entails a harmonious union between communities and societies, and eventually within the nation itself. And so that's why every good and solid community consists of the solidity and the structure of which the families are established. For if the family is strong, then the families in turn become the pillars whereby communities and nations can be built and raised. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Brothers and sisters, today we stand in a moment of reverence and esteem, of admiration and appreciation. And we recognize that as so much as we are families, we are as a whole a family of one nation. And to extend that, we are a family ultimately of the Ummah and the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so whenever we find difficulties, then the nature of a family is revealed. And in light of the recent difficulties that we've been facing in this nation, we have seen the strong cohesion and the authentic nature of the family to become manifest. And what a beautiful manifestation it is, in that in the face of such challenges, the nation has been mighty mountain. And its leadership has managed its affairs with precision and wisdom in governance. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. That whomsoever has been given hikmah, wisdom, has certainly been given much good. So brothers and sisters, we have to recognize that the leadership and the leader of the nation is like, in terms of a family, as the nature of a compassionate father. And that the leadership as a whole is as a protective household, which reassures its inhabitants and gives them means of hope and optimism. For the nation is as an extension of our family, a united home, whose membership or whose members are only true when they are united and able to stand in accordance with the leadership. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Saffan ka'annahum bunyanum marsus. They stand in arranged lines as though they were a solidly constructed structure. And so, brothers and sisters, we as the inhabitants of this country, both citizens and residents, are brothers and sisters, and as if we are siblings of one nation. And we should be in the spirit of what the Quran calls, بِتَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ. In their mutual love, mercy, and compassion, we should stand together. And so a manifestation of this mutual love is a sense of loyalty to one another. A manifestation of this mutual love is a sense of sincere belonging and a shared sense of responsibility, and a desire to look after each other and to preserve each other and protect each other from harm. And this is why we should, as a collective family, be keen to serve the nation by whatever means we can, and to repel those who may otherwise seek to harm it, and to never support the plots of agitators who may otherwise seek to weaken it. And we should know for a certainty, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that Allah la yahdi al-kayd al-kha'ineen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the plan of the treacherous. And so we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always have a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that maybe that you dislike something whilst it is good for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْعَبْدُ وَرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praise. He's the Lord of the heavens, the Lord of the earth, and the Lord of all the world. So brothers and sisters, as members of a family of one nation, and those who are connected in this mutual love, we should hold fast to its values and be optimistic, and to spread happiness, and to hold fast to this connection, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast altogether to this rope of Allah and be not divided. So let us engage in this connection to one another and connection to the land in which we are part of. الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. For a good land, its vegetation emerges by the permission of its Lord. So let us be part of this. Let us be part of spreading goodness and happiness. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, "Inna li kulli qawmin eidan wa hadha eiduna." He said, "Every people has its eid, and this is our eid." So bring joy and happiness to your communities. Bring joy and happiness to your people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always bring us into this joy and happiness. Wa as'ad أيامكم وأدام عزكم وكل عيد وأنتم بخير. May Allah fill all your days and nights with happiness and grant you enduring honor, and may you have goodness at every Eid. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And with that comes an end to this week's khutbah of Eid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhaatul Quran Abu Dhabi.